And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Mayor of the City of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town. My name is Greg Mangarelli, Mayor of the City of Prescott, and your host for today's show. We have an uplifting show for you today. We're going to talk all about air travel at Prescott Regional Airport. First, we have an exciting announcement about new air service. Then we'll talk about our new passenger terminal there at Prescott Regional Airport. My guests today are Brian Conrad. He's the vice president with Boutique Air. And then later, we're going to talk to our interim police chief, Amy Bonney. We'll be right back after these messages.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
This is Steve Sishkin at Olson's for Healthy Chicks. It looks like we've finally seen the light at the end of this pandemic tunnel. It's not over yet, but there are enough encouraging signs that we can look forward to a bright future in the not-too-distant future. Of all the things that portend this long-awaited renewal, baby chicks are high on the list. They have long given meaning to new life and start arriving at all five Olson stores in the beginning of March. For a schedule of chick arrivals by store, species, and breed, go to olsonsgrain.com. And by the way, we won't leave you hanging wondering where to get all the stuff to feed them, house them, and keep them warm and healthy. We have all that stuff, too. We even have a Facebook Live Flock Talk on February 18th, mark that down, at 6 p.m. with Rachel Lewis, our Purina Livestock Specialist. She'll cover how to give your flock a good start, and if you tune in and ask questions, she'll enter you into a drawing to win items for your babies. Let's look forward to the second coming of the Roaring Twenties and start them out right with baby chicks from Olson's. Good enough just isn't.
Have you ever considered that purchasing a car is good for the community? You may have just helped young people be able to play baseball or soccer. And you certainly just helped the budget of your local first responders. Findlay Toyota Prescott supports the Quad Cities by creating local jobs and generating sales tax revenue. We also buy supplies from local businesses that cycle through more jobs and families. And we donate to community organizations who seek to make life better in our communities.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town. You're with Mayor Prescott Greg Mangarelli today, and we are here with the interim police chief of the Prescott Police Department, Amy Bonney. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, everybody.
So, Amy, lots going on with the police department and some changes recently with Chief Black retiring. So this is our opportunity to talk about Chief Black. But what a great legacy she left in law enforcement here in Arizona for about 40 years and with the Prescott Police Department for five. Tell us a little bit about Chief Black and your experience under her leadership.
Well, you're right, Mayor. She came to us after serving for, I believe, 25 years with Phoenix Police Department. And then she went to the Glendale Police Department and eventually became their chief. And we were fortunate enough to latch on to her about 5 years ago. And, man, we just didn't stop and didn't look back when she came to work with us and alongside of us. And just created a lot of new opportunities for people, a lot of different programs for our police department and the community, and we just wish her all the best. She's going on to a new career as a mental health professional here in town, so I'm sure we'll be interacting with her in a variety of different ways. She's just going to continue to serve and do really great things here.
You know, Chief did a great job, I think, just creating an awesome culture at our police department. It's obvious with the leadership that she's raised up and yourself and others, the lieutenants and sergeants that we have at the police department. And I just commend her for all that she did, all that she left behind. You know, she left us in a great position, as you know, and as you step into this new role as the interim chief. And congratulations on your new role. Let's talk a little bit your career. Tell us a little bit about your police career.
Well, I actually started. So I started formally as a police officer in 1998, but my interest in the career and in specifically the Prescott Police Department started before that when I was an explorer with the Prescott Police Department. So I had the opportunity to really grow up inside those walls and was mentored by the men and women of that department long before I actually even put on a uniform. So started there in 1998. It was the only place I ever wanted to work and the only place I tested. And I was so fortunate to be hired by them and have just been loving most minutes since then.
How many years with the PD?
Almost 23.
23 years. Well, that's great. So it's cool that you're local, I think, as well. You know, you understand Prescott, grew up here. I think that's a real advantage to have you leading our police department from that vantage point, that perspective. What are some things you're looking at, Amy, as you move forward in this role? What are some exciting things you're hoping to see happen? I know that Chief Black left us in a great situation, but what's some of your vision for the department?
Well, I really am looking forward to, especially post-COVID, but just getting back into the world of community engagement and creating new opportunities to just get out there with our community and really listen to them. One of the things that we have done recently is we've partnered with a grad student, and she's going to help walk us through the process of doing like community listening efforts. So we actually reach out to our community in different ways and engage them to figure out what's important to them. You know, we don't want to guess. We want to make sure we identify what their priorities are so that we can really focus on those efforts. But just continuing to change and grow and adapt to this crazy world that we're in 2021 and just continuing to lead and be the best professional, kindest and compassionate police department that we can be.
You know, it is hard to be engaged with a community during the pandemic, right? I mean, everybody's kind of locked down and there's not big social events. People aren't getting out. You guys have done such a great job. I felt like being in the community and hearing from the community with the Coffee Connect, what's it called?
Coffee with a Cop.
Coffee with a Cop. And so many other ways. And so hopefully this year coming out of that, you guys have more opportunities to reconnect, with the community. Amy, I want to ask you about last year. You know, there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of upheaval, in our nation, as a result of, some different things going on around the country. I know that there was a lot of protests in a lot of different cities around the country. And we had some here in Prescott as well. Give me some perspective on how you guys deal with those and what you saw from kind of your perspective with some of these protests that we had on the Courthouse Plaza here this past summer.
Well, really what we found is, first of all, Prescott historically doesn't have a population of folks that are really active in that way. And, whatever the series of events that happened this, summer really focused people's, attention and really, I think, created a drive for them to become involved in different ways. And so, just dealing with those situations and managing them so that it was a safe environment and that everybody was able to express their rights, you know, granted to them by the Constitution, was challenging, certainly, but, you know, focusing on safety and partnerships with our local law enforcement, our neighbors, and just listening, communicating with the organizers of those events was really helpful. And I just appreciate that they trusted us to communicate with us and talk with us about what their goals were so that we could, just like I said, create an environment where everybody was safe.
Yeah, a lot of it was about preserving people's First Amendment, you know, their freedom of speech. But then we also have folks that are very adamant about their Second Amendment rights, too, and that's the right to bear arms. And you kind of saw that kind of clash at times on the plaza. I felt like, you know, for the most part, we did a pretty good job. You guys did a pretty good job of kind of allowing both of those groups to be able to express themselves in that way. And you mentioned partnerships, and I think something that's really key about our region is just the tremendous partnerships we have with the different agencies here in the area, whether it be the county or Prescott Valley or Chino Valley or even Cottonwood, DPS, the National Guard. I mean, there was a lot of coordination, wouldn't you say, during, you know, kind of preparation for some of these planned protests?
Absolutely. And one of the things with that is that, you know, there were planned and there were unplanned events, and none of them would have been, you know, able to take place in the way that they were if we didn't already have those relationships and partnerships in place. And so really, you know, training alongside them and having the ability to pick up a phone any time of the day or night and reach out to partners at the sheriff's office or DPS or Prescott Valley and know that the response is going to be the same. And it is. It's what do you need? How can we help? And we're so fortunate that way and recognize that that's not the way it is in every area around the country. So we're blessed. We'll continue to foster those relationships and work with not only our law enforcement partners, but also just our community partners. And one of the things, somebody said to me recently about those events was, well, we didn't know what side you were on. And I said, well, that's good. You shouldn't. We don't have a side. Our side is, like you said, just to make sure that anybody who wants to express their constitutional, you know, First Amendment rights or, you know, their support of the Second Amendment is able to do that safely and peacefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Police and you know, some cities were very critical. Some leadership in some cities were very critical of police throughout 2020. What were you finding here locally in that regard? You know, how were you guys treated when there was so much upheaval nationally and you'd see it in social media and on the news and all that? What did Prescott look like in that regard?
Well, Prescott, I'm so thankful to say and proud to say that Prescott looked much different than some of my law enforcement peers across the country. And we invite questions about how we do what we do and why we do what we do. And, you know, certainly that dialogue can occur and should occur on a regular basis just to make sure we're staying up to date and doing the things that we should be doing. But when that, you know, spotlight sort of focused in on law enforcement, our community's reaction was simply to support us. And the calls and the emails and the visits when our station opened back up after COVID, it was daily that somebody would stop by. And, you know, the best was the children. Seeing the kiddos that would come in and, by their parents to meet us and to talk to us. And, it was just a never ending stream of people. And I'll tell you, our officers felt the love and they certainly enjoy serving. But that definitely bolstered their spirits when they saw what was going on around the country. And, you know, we would have this internal dialogue about what does that look like for us? And thankfully what it looked like for us was that.
Yeah. I think I remember Amy driving into City Hall at least one instance where the fence was decorated and somebody had, you know, kind of put something up to say thank you and how much they appreciated the police. And Every time I went to the training room downstairs, there was piles of cookies or pizza boxes or all kinds of food down there. So it was very gratifying to see that. And honestly, I have to tell you that I was not surprised at all about our city and how they responded. I knew it would not be like what we were seeing across the country. I knew that we have some people here who truly respect what you guys do every day and are thankful for what you do, and I'm glad they were able to show that to you guys, and I'm sure it was encouraging. And it's one of the reasons why we love Prescott, right, is we're kind of an island at times when you talk about those kinds of things and the values our people have here in our city. And so I'm grateful that they respect and love all of our first responders for what they do for us every day.
Yeah, and we love them right back.
So just a couple minutes here before we go to a break. Maybe we can talk a little bit about a transition that happened in leadership at the county as well. You know, Sheriff Masher was with the county as the sheriff there for, was it almost 40 years as well? Do you know?
He was an employee there for, I believe almost 40 years.
Yeah, it's interesting to see some of the old guard, I'll call them, they're friends of mine, but and hopefully they're listening. But, you know, Sheriff Masher, much like Chief Black, just an illustrious career at the county, and sad to see him go, but great to have Dave Rhodes in there as well. And I know that when we were talking about partnerships earlier and relationships and helping one another out, Dave would be right there, just like Sheriff Masher, helping out wherever we need the county. And so it's good to see that change of command, yet we know that nothing's really going to change in terms of the partnership.
Exactly. Yeah, we have longstanding relationships that I will say it's, just a blessing. You grow up alongside these people, actually through school, but also just in our careers. And so there is nothing that can come our way that between all of us we can't handle and manage. So it's just going to continue to be great.
Well, congratulations to Sheriff Masher, and thanks to him for his leadership, and hope he enjoys his retirement. I think he's going to be doing some fun stuff outdoors. He loves the outdoors.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of hunting.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to have him continue to be here in the county as well.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a little break talking to Interim Police Chief Amy Bonney. We'll be right back after these messages.
The name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town today. We're talking to Interim Police Chief Amy Bonney with our Prescott Police Department. So, Amy, let's jump in and talk about body cams. I know this is kind of segue from what we were talking about earlier, where there's a lot of calls for different departments to step it up in terms of this space of having body cams. So give us an update here with our local police department. Do we have body cams? When are they going to be implemented? And kind of give us an overview.
So, yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, over the years, we've researched it, and we've kind of decided based on cost and based on just a lot of different reasons that it probably wasn't the right time. But we circled back around recognizing we would rather be able to have some more input into the implementation of it and the timing of it, and went and did a bunch of research, and a couple months ago presented to the council about what that package would look like. And thankfully, the funding was there, the support was there. So we entered into a contract with Axon, which is the maker of tasers. So it's kind of a giant ecosystem of technology that actually is going to be very helpful to our officers. It's going to prove really valuable for prosecution, just a lot of, you know, training, a lot of different things. And so they will be coming to our department in March to do some training, and we'll be implementing the body camera program very soon after that. We will also have new cameras in all of our interview rooms, and then this calendar year, that will be followed by new cameras in our fleet.
Yeah, I think it's great that we're not an early adopter in this space, Amy, because, you know, a technology, you know, it sounds great early on, but I know there were some hardships with storage, especially very costly to take care of storage. And I know that that's been changed or improved in that area. But what else are you looking at with these body cams? You know, I know that you know, policy probably has to change, or there has to be some additions in terms of policy when you have these cameras, and what are some things that you're looking at changing in that area?
We just did a complete review on policy and just making sure that we have everything in line so that when the cameras are here and we're trained, we're ready to roll it out. So just looking at policy, like what does it look like if an officer accidentally forgets to turn on their body camera, or accidentally forgets to tag it appropriately, or you know, doesn't. So just looking at those things, making sure that we have the proper training in place and making sure that we have ways to sort of monitor that. So we've got those things all in place now. We can train on them and get everything squared away before we put them out on the streets.
Yeah, I think that'll be great. It's good for the public to know that we're doing that. And I think it brings even more accountability, not just to our police, but also to those folks that you're interacting with. I think they're going to, I hope, behave better knowing that that camera is turned on. It should help us through the court system as well, where you have, you know, concrete evidence, video evidence. And so thanks for researching that. I know you were very involved with that, and thanks for implementing that. And I look forward to seeing how that works out here in 2021. You know, Amy, you have some amazing resources with the Police Academy over at Yavapai College. I've had the opportunity to take that in, I guess, with some of my family members and do some scenarios. And is it called Virta? I forget.
Virtra.
Yeah. I almost had it right. Virtra. And really cool training where it's nearly a 360-degree screen, and there are different scenarios that pop up. Tell us a little bit more about that training.
So Virtra is a simulation training environment, and there's only a couple of these this series of equipment across the state. So we were really fortunate to work in partnership with the state of Arizona to get one here locally that we can use not only for our police academy, but also for all of us every year. Part of our annual training requirements to maintain our police certification is to do what we call a discretionary shoot. So put us in an environment like that and show us some different scenarios to determine what kind of force, if any, we would use and if that is appropriate. So it really is a great training tool, allows us to see actual video of incidents that occur, hear dispatch in our ear. The trainer who's working the system is able to have the actors on the screen, in these pre-filmed scenarios, I guess they can react. So if we have somebody who goes to do the scenario and their verbal commands aren't as appropriate as they should be or aren't working, then the trainer can direct the system to have the suspect react in a certain way. Or if the verbal commands are appropriate, then the suspect can comply. So it really is a very useful training tool, allows us to track the training and also to really have some quality immediate feedback on what we're doing.
Yeah, I'm really glad we have that kind of tool here in Prescott. And I think, you know, it's also helpful for people like myself, members of the public, just to better understand the kind of stress you guys can be under in certain scenarios and the split second decisions that you have to make, sometimes using force, you know, I had a new level of respect for what you guys do, when there's literally seconds, that you have to make those kinds of decisions. So, let's talk a little bit about, a program that you have in Prescott called COP, or Citizens on Patrol. I had a lot of people, Amy, last year that were wanting to help you guys out. You know, they're like, we have the police back. We want to help them out any way we can. And, you know, I said, hey, that's great, but it's, you know, you have to have certain training and go through certain protocols to be able to help, our police in the way they were wanting to help you guys. But, this is a great opportunity, I think, for folks, whether they're retired law enforcement or not, to help out the police department in a very tangible way. So talk about COP.
So our Citizens on Patrol are just a huge part of our police department, and we definitely could not accomplish a fraction of what we do without them. So it's a volunteer group. We have our uniformed Citizens on Patrol that are out in vehicles that you might see driving around your neighborhoods. They help us on like scenes of traffic crashes. They can direct traffic. You will see them out a lot when we have the large events in Prescott, which, fingers crossed and prayers that we get to get back to that sometime soon. And you'll see them out helping with crowds, helping with traffic and the parades. They do things like pick up evidence and take it to the labs or take it for destruction. They manage our property watch program that allows people to go out of town but notify us that their house is going to be vacant. Our Citizens on Patrol drive by, check it out, make sure the doors are locked and the newspapers are picked up. And, you know, anything in between all of those things, we ask and they do it, no questions asked. We have, you know, like I said, those accident scenes that occur in the middle of the night, or if we have a crime scene that we need to secure, maybe while we write a search warrant or do other follow-up, they will come out at the drop of a hat and support us and sit on those scenes. It's cold, it's dark, and they are literally our biggest cheerleaders. And if you have an interest in helping us and you have some time, that certainly is a great program, and we would love to have more COPs.
Very cool. Thanks for sharing that. I want to talk about some very special members of the police department. You have a couple canines that help you guys out, and maybe actually three. I don't know, but always a big crowd pleaser, right, when you guys show up with the dogs. Tell us a little bit about the canines you guys have right now.
So we have two yellow labs, Benny and Cooper, and Cooper is our newest drug dog. So both of our dogs are drug dogs. That's a tongue twister. And so Benny is our most experienced drug dog, and Cooper, like I said, is new. But both of them are handled by very experienced handlers who are trained to work them and use them in a myriad of situations, but also just to make sure that their skills stay top notch so that they're ready whenever we need them. So we have them assigned to our patrol bureau. They also work with PANT, and so you would see them out making traffic stops or supporting our patrol officers in their traffic stops, or helping with those narcotic investigations and just trying to keep those drugs off the streets and especially out of the hands of our kids.
Yeah, very good. I love seeing the dogs out and always popular. I know you had them out some live streaming here during the pandemic when, you know, you weren't able to get out into the community as much. Let's talk a little bit about policing in the downtown area and some of the bicycles you guys use, trying to kind of get closer to the people and downtown. What does that look like in the downtown area with those folks that are policing down there?
Well, community policing is a term most people probably have heard, but the way that we do it in Prescott is probably a little bit different, a little bit more, innovative. And it's a great environment to do it in because we have that gorgeous downtown surrounded by all those awesome businesses. And so we send our bike teams out there. Those officers are led by Sergeant Ben Scott, who is one of our most experienced, officers. And Ben, if you're listening, I didn't say old, experienced. But his experience really allows them to be creative and, like I said, innovative in how they use those bikes. So they'll go out into the creeks. They're all expert riders. Just drive around or ride around the downtown area. And the funny thing is, the interesting thing is they'll go out and be riding around, and they usually stop on a corner of the square. And the amount of time they spend there on their bikes is incredible because people do. They walk up, they have questions, business owners, approach them and talk about what issues they're having. And that is, that particular squad of officers is, one that we entrust with a lot of the issues that happen. And like I said, they have options and solutions for everything. And if there's an issue that can be addressed, it's certainly that group of people we want on it.
You ever done any bike riding as a police officer?
I did. I have. I actually was a bike officer. I was a sergeant in that section for a couple of years, and I was very excited. And they said, when I got selected for that position, they said, well, Amy, you're going to have to learn how to ride a mountain bike. And I'm like, well, yeah, okay, I can ride a bike. So police mountain bike training is unlike any other training. It was the hardest training I have ever done in my career. I fell so many times that I went to my parents' house for dinner one night during the week of training, and I was wearing shorts, and my mom is a nurse practitioner, and she goes, you have to go to the emergency room. You're going to get a blood clot. She was so anxious, but I didn't lose any teeth. My smile's still intact, which was really what she was worried about. Great, great training, and I did it, so that's kind of fun.
Good for you. So a couple other things here before we go to break. Pink Patch Project, tell us a little bit about what that is.
So Pink Patch Project is an initiative to raise awareness and funds about breast cancer in men and women. And we have done it. It will be our third year. Yes, I believe third year. And basically what it is we turn our patches pink every year. We have a new patch design, that we sell for $5 each. We've partnered with the Breast Care Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Dignity Health. Is that correct now?
Mm-hmm.
Raise money for them so that they can buy equipment so that they can support breast cancer patients in their treatment options. And really just hopefully make their life a little bit better during that time. But, that's coming up in October. So for the month of October, we turn our patches pink. Last year, we did not have a pink car, but the first year we did. And I'm really hopeful that we can bring the pink car back this year.
Yeah, very good. Just about a minute left here before we break. Tell us about the Citizens Academy that you guys do and hoping to have it here in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope we can kick it off again in the fall. We usually have it twice a year, and it's a 6-week class, one night a week, where we have people into our police department, and we open our doors, let them ask any questions, show them everything we do, how we do it, and why we do it. And it's a great hands-on opportunity for them. Like I said, we take them out to our shooting range. We take them to use the Virtra system you mentioned earlier, show them our dogs, show them our bikes, talk about anything and everything from budget to long-term planning. So you'll see that information on our website or our social media pages, hopefully sometime early fall to late summer.
Amy, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for your service to our city here in the police department for 23 years. And wish you all the best in this new role as the interim chief, and look forward to a great 2021. So thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Affinity RV, you get a home where the view This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
An injury, medical condition, or the wear and tear of life. They can all keep you from the activities you enjoy. If an orthopedic procedure is on your horizon, or if you need care for an accident that results in a fracture or other injury, choose Dr. Francisco Jaume with Dignity Health, Yavapai Regional Medical Group. Dr. Jaume has the experience you want when you're facing a potentially life-changing condition. He's a board-certified orthopedic specialist skilled in the latest surgical procedures. Dr. Jaume specializes in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, hand and shoulder surgery, fracture and tendon repair, joint replacements, and most of all, helping you enjoy life again. Learn more at dignityhealth.org/YRMC or call 928-708-4545. Hello, human kindness.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, February the 17th. Back to Talk of the Town in just a moment. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with a quick check of news and weather from the Talk of the Quad Cities, brought to you by the Prescott Brewing Company. The Prescott City Council is back to 7 members. Yesterday, council voted unanimously to appoint Assistant Prescott High School Principal Clark Tenney to the position vacated by former council member Bailey Orr last month. Interviews were supposed to take place with 5 finalists, but Andre Carmen withdrew prior to the meeting. One of the questions Tenney was asked focused on new development.
At the forefront of every study of any new development should be 2 questions in my mind. One, how will our limited regional supply of water be impacted by the development? And number 2, how can we best preserve the quality of life for Prescott's current residents as we manage future growth?
Councilman Steve Blair explained why he voted for Tenney.
He gave the best qualified answers. This is in my opinion. Billy reminded me of a guy that does his homework like you do, and there wasn't a question that was asked of him that he couldn't speak fluently and compassionately and very clear about the answers that fit with the policy of this council. So I do support Clark Tenney.
City Manager Michael Lamar calls it a good process.
I've never lived anywhere where you have this much interest in local government, where you had 24 people put in for this. And I think every one of those people deserves a pat on the back for putting themselves out there. And it says a lot for a community that that many people were interested in serving.
Tenney was sworn in by one of his former students, Councilwoman Alexa Scholl. This means he will attend next Tuesday's council meeting as a member. His term runs through November 2023. A scholarship has been set up in honor of former Prescott Police Chief Deborah Black. Black retired as chief last Friday. She served 5 years in that position and was the Glendale Assistant Police Chief for 5.5 years before being selected as chief. Black also served with the Phoenix Police Department for 25 years, rising to the rank of Assistant Chief. To celebrate her many accomplishments, the Prescott Police Foundation Board of Directors has agreed to sponsor the Deborah Black Community Service Scholarship. It will provide an annual $1,000 award to a Yavapai College student. Foundation representatives say they will coordinate with the College Foundation, which annually administers more than 300 scholarship awards for students. Your KQ&A forecast for the Prescott area. Clear skies as we head on into the evening. Winds up to 25 miles per hour, a low of 20 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 48. Still windy, but temperatures warming through the rest of the week. In the Verde Valley, clear with a low of 28 degrees tonight. 10 to 15 mile per hour winds. Sunny and 55 on Thursday. Temperatures into the middle 60s on into the weekend. Natch forecast. I'm Gregory Scott on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQ&A.com.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Talk of the Town here, Mayor Greg Mangarelli. And we're going to shift gears and talk to Brian Conrad, who's the Vice President of Business Operations for Boutique Air. Brian, thanks for so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me again, glad to be here.
Yeah, well, look, it was a lot of fun to be with you at the airport terminal this week earlier to have the ribbon cutting and the first airplane roll up to the terminal and to see folks getting off the plane and excited about your flights that you have from Prescott to Phoenix. What a great event, and thanks for joining us for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, look, tell us a little bit about Boutique Air. What is it about your company that kind of makes you guys unique?
Yeah, so we are definitely unique. We offer a smaller type of aircraft. It's an 8-seat aircraft called a Pilatus PC-12. And if you check us out on our website, you'll see that it does look like a private jet. And our slogan goes, fly private for the cost of commercials. So, you're not paying the price of a commercial, a private flight, but you're flying, you're paying for your seat commercially, and our fares start at $69 one way to Phoenix, and you'll be in Phoenix in less than a half hour.
Yeah, no, I think this is really going to be a popular option for our folks here, Brian. You know, I-17 can be very problematic or unpredictable in terms of how much time it's going to take to get down there. And sometimes the highway is even shut down. I know people have gone down the day before, driven down the day before and gotten a hotel room. And when you talk about all those expenses, whether it's the gas in your vehicle or the parking down there or maybe a hotel room, and then just the convenience for $69 one way, this just seems like a no-brainer, and I love the Pilatus. It's a very comfortable airplane. I've flown in it before, and you have 8 seats in there. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct, 8 seats.
Yeah. How long has Boutique Air been around, Brian, and maybe what other airports do you serve around the country?
Yeah, so we've been flying commercially since about 2014. We are pretty big in the Southwest, so some of our closer airports to Prescott is Sholo, Arizona. We're also in LAX. We're in Albuquerque, El Paso. We're also on the East Coast. We're in Boston, New York. We're also in Chicago. Then we're down south, and we're in Pensacola, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia, Northwest Alabama, and then we're all the way up in the Pacific Northwest, so Portland, Redmond Bend, and Pendleton, Oregon. So we're kind of scattered all over the place.
Well, and I think that speaks to you must have a great business model. You guys know what you're doing. It's been very successful over the years, and we're so pleased to have you as a part of the options here in Prescott. And I think our folks are going to be very excited. What are you looking at in terms of bookings right now, Brian? What are you seeing so far?
Yeah, so far we already have about over 50 passengers booked. We only went live about, 10 days ago, 10, 15 days ago. So already about 50 bookings in the first month coming up. So really good trends. We're also on AmericanAirlines.com, and American Airlines has their big hub in Phoenix. So if you are looking to connect somewhere out of Phoenix to an American Airlines destination, you'll be able to head straight to AmericanAirlines.com and book your whole itinerary together, and do not have to collect any bags if checking any bags, as well as United.com. So United.com, you can find us, and if there's an option that you like out of Phoenix on a United flight that they offer, you're able to book right on United.com. If not, you can just head to boutiquecare.com, and you'll find our times and our prices right on our website.
Yeah, that's great to know. You know, I knew you could go to Boutique Air, but having that option to go to United or American, to those websites, and then be able to book everything from Prescott to wherever you might be going is a tremendous deal for our folks and a great convenience. So, Brian, tell me a little bit more. You're going twice a day, right, out of Prescott to Phoenix, and about what time of day are you seeing these flights going?
Yeah, so our first departure is about midday from Phoenix. The plane will arrive around 12:30 and then head right back out at about 1 p.m. So that first departure to Phoenix is 1 p.m. And then we'll do another round trip after that. So about 2 p.m., 2:15, leaving Phoenix back to Prescott. And then about 3:20 is that second departure.
Okay, so midday, mid-afternoon, which should give people lots of options to catch their next flight that afternoon or evening. So let's talk a little bit about where you guys will be connecting actually in Phoenix Sky Harbor. Which terminal will this be connected into?
Yeah, so we're in the brand-new Phoenix Sky Harbor Terminal, Terminal 3. So a brand new beautiful terminal that they just finished, and there's United Airlines right next door to us. We have Delta, Spirit, Sun Country, all right there, less than a minute walking from our gate. Terminal 4, where American and Southwest is, you do need to leave security and head on the tram to Terminal 4, but you don't need to collect any of your bags. So you can just go straight to Terminal 4 and head right through security.
You know, I think this is really good information and a newer development for our folks. You know, in the past, every time you took one of these flights to Phoenix, you had to leave security. In this case, with Terminal 3, any other airline in Terminal 3, you don't have to leave security, which is a great convenience. And then even if you do leave security into Terminal 4, like you mentioned, at least your bags are taken care of. You don't have to worry about that, even though you have to go through security again. I think that's a great convenience for folks, and it's something new that we have not had in the past, and I want to make sure our listeners are aware of that. So what was it that attracted you guys to this market? I mean, obviously you're a regional carrier. You like to be in these, you know, smaller airports, but what was it about Prescott that was appealing to you guys?
Yeah. So, and it goes back, maybe a year or two that we've been getting requests. Actually, we looked into some of the requests that we have from people looking to get to Prescott and Phoenix back and forth, but just with the amount of seasonal travelers that you guys have seen in the past from all over the country, we feel that this year, with a lot of the pandemic, people are looking for places that are more open, more outdoor activities, a lot of space, and Prescott having all the attractions nearby that offer outdoor activities and kind of not so enclosed vacations, say, for example, Vegas, that you know, you're stuck in the casinos and everyone's close by. Prescott has that outdoor adventure. So we feel that this year it's definitely gonna spike. So we want to be a part of the action.
Yeah, that's a great perspective, Brian, and I would agree with you. Pretty proud of the outdoor amenities that we have in the Prescott Regional Airport, or Prescott Region, I should say, with the lakes and trails and all the outdoor activities that we have. And you know, I've seen this happening as well during the pandemic. People are just getting outside more. It's safer outside, and they're really enjoying their time with family.
And people still have time off, so they want to use it.
Yes. Well, all good reasons to fly into Prescott. I appreciate the marketing that you're helping us with here in Prescott, Arizona. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up talking to Brian Conrad with Boutique Air. We'll be right back after these messages.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
At American Family Insurance, we've always protected more than what you drive. We protected and supported the dreams that drive you. That's why we're extending our 10% savings on auto premium for all current and new personal auto customers through March, so you can continue to dream fearlessly. After all, dreams have always been valuable, but they've never been more important, and neither has supporting them. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Some exclusions apply. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli.
Thanks for tuning in to Talk of the Town. We're talking to Brian Conrad, who's the Vice President of Business Operations with Boutique Air. Brian, thanks for all the information here for our listeners. I think this is going to be a great option for folks to get from Prescott to Phoenix and destinations beyond, with the convenience of kind of this private jet, as you said, with a very affordable rate of $69 one way with these two midday flights. Is there anything else that we should mention here for our listeners that we didn't mention earlier?
Yeah, one great thing about us is we do not charge for any bags. That's a big thing now with airlines. Mostly, I think every airline now charges for bags, and besides Southwest. So we're happy to be along with Southwest, and we don't charge a dime for any bags. And you can bring up to 50 pounds. And if there's space available and you wanted to bring more luggage than your one or two suitcases, you're able to do that as well.
That's a great perk and very, very well worth mentioning here, Brian, because many times some of these airlines ding you with, you know, you see that low price and you think, oh, this is great, and then later on figure out that you've got to pay for a couple bags or whatever. And so what a great perk. I'm glad you mentioned that. Anything else with Boutique Air that our listeners should know?
No. If anyone has any questions, our phone number is right on our website. And they can either call or chat us directly on our website.
Yeah, no, that's great.
BoutiqueAir.com.
Yep, no, that's great. BoutiqueAir.com. And as you said earlier, I think it's important to note for our listeners that they can go to United and connect from Prescott all the way through to their final destination by using the United app or United.com. The same is true with American Airlines. And Boutique Air is flying into Terminal 3, and this is a great situation for those that are using Boutique Air, because any of those airlines in Terminal 3, you can simply walk down the hallway there and connect without having to leave security, which is a great, great benefit. Brian, we're excited to have you guys here. And also, you know, you guys are going to have your own space in our new airport terminal. I'm sure you've walked over there and saw the new terminal, and we're excited to have you in there as we open that up here late March, early April.
Yeah, no, very excited for the new terminal and can't wait to be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're getting lots of bookings already. And again, want to encourage folks to take advantage. Try this out, Boutique Air. It's going to feel like you're on a private plane, yet you're paying a very affordable price. No baggage fees for your luggage flying into Terminal 3. And I really want to make sure this thing gets off the ground, so to speak, and takes flight. Brian, we're very excited to have you part of the City of Prescott, and I want to thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you again, Mayor.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you again soon, Brian. Well, look, that's all we have on our show today. I want to thank Brian Conrad with Boutique Air, as well as Interim Chief Amy Bonney from the Prescott Police Department. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long for now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.